Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test 2009. You're going to listen to a radio show in two parts. You'll hear each part twice. Part 1. There are two different tasks. You'll have 10 seconds after listening to complete your answers. Now you have 20 seconds to look at tasks 1A and 1B. Now listen to part 1 and tick the correct answer. Top Talk Radio.
You're listening to Steve's Top 500. Tonight, I will feature a film that, in my opinion, everybody should go and see. The title is The 11th Hour. It is a documentary directed by Nadia Connors and Leela Connors Peterson. The 11th Hour is the story of how human beings are ruining the planet. Perhaps you think that's nothing new. You're right. We've heard it before in the media and can read about our mistakes every day in the newspaper. We're using too much oil. We're producing unbelievable amounts of carbon dioxide. We are polluting our land and water. We are cutting down the rainforests. We all know that the way we live today is damaging the health of our planet. So why should we hear about this again? Why is it important to watch this film? Well, because this film answers all those questions we all ask ourselves when confronted with facts about the mistreatment of our planet. The 11th Hour features interviews with experts from all over the world. Over 50 scientists present their ideas about how to save the planet.
Now listen again. While listening, mark the correct words. You'll have 10 seconds after listening to complete your answers. Now you have 20 seconds to read the sentences. Top Talk Radio.
You're listening to Steve's Top 500. Tonight, I will feature a film that, in my opinion, everybody should go and see. The title is The 11th Hour. It is a documentary directed by Nadia Connors and Leela Connors Peterson. The 11th Hour is the story of how human beings are ruining the planet. Perhaps you think that's nothing new. You're right. We've heard it before in the media and can read about our mistakes every day in the newspaper. We're using too much oil. We're producing unbelievable amounts of carbon dioxide. We are polluting our land and water. We are cutting down the rainforests. We all know that the way we live today is damaging the health of our planet. So why should we hear about this again? Why is it important to watch this film? Well, because this film answers all those questions we all ask ourselves when confronted with facts about the mistreatment of our planet. The 11th Hour features interviews with experts from all over the world. Over 50 scientists present their ideas about how to save the planet.
This is the end of part 1. Now listen to part 2. There are 3 different tasks. You'll have a short break after listening to complete your answers. First, you have 60 seconds to look at tasks 1 to 3.
Here with me now in the studio is one of the experts featured in the film, Diane Wilson, a biologist who works for Greenpeace. Hello, Diane. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me here.
First of all, Diane, can you tell us what's special about the film, The 11th Hour?
Well, I think everyone has heard the message that our world is in trouble. But some people think it is hopeless and say, I'm only one person after all. What can I do to make a difference?
Right.
And that is exactly the question this film wants you to ask yourself. The focus is on hope and on solutions to the problems.
What do you mean?
I mean that each of us can do a great deal to help by making small changes in our daily life. For example, try to walk or ride your bike rather than driving your car.
Oh, I do that.
Right. Then cut back on water use. Take shorter showers. And turn off the water when you brush your teeth. Turn off the lights when you're not in the room.
And use energy-saving light bulbs, too.
Exactly. Consume less. If something breaks, consider repairing it before you replace it.
That also saves money.
So, take action. Join a local organization that is working towards helping the planet. And volunteer. Most important, talk to everyone you know about these easy ways they can make a difference.
Do you really think that will make a big difference?
Yes, absolutely. The motto of the film is, "The hope is you."
Well, you've given us a lot of interesting ideas. Thanks for coming in and talking to us, Diane.
Thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure.
Now listen again to part 2.
Here with me now in the studio is one of the experts featured in the film, Diane Wilson, a biologist who works for Greenpeace. Hello, Diane. Thank you for coming.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me here.
First of all, Diane, can you tell us what's special about the film, The 11th Hour?
Well, I think everyone has heard the message that our world is in trouble. But some people think it is hopeless and say, I'm only one person after all. What can I do to make a difference?
Right.
And that is exactly the question this film wants you to ask yourself. The focus is on hope and on solutions to the problems.
What do you mean?
I mean that each of us can do a great deal to help by making small changes in our daily life. For example, try to walk or ride your bike rather than driving your car.
Oh, I do that.
Right. Then cut back on water use. Take shorter showers. And turn off the water when you brush your teeth. Turn off the lights when you're not in the room.
And use energy-saving light bulbs, too.
Exactly. Consume less. If something breaks, consider repairing it before you replace it.
That also saves money.
So, take action. Join a local organization that is working towards helping the planet. And volunteer. Most important, talk to everyone you know about these easy ways they can make a difference.
Do you really think that will make a big difference?
Yes, absolutely. The motto of the film is, "The hope is you."
Well, you've given us a lot of interesting ideas. Thanks for coming in and talking to us, Diane.
Thank you, Steve. It was a pleasure.
Please use the next 30 seconds to finish your work. This is the end of the Listening Comprehension Test 2009.